Welcome to Inside the Raven's Eye. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell. My medicine name is Raven's Spirit. This podcast is partnered with Earth and Spirit Medicine, owned and operated by Winfield Ivers. His medicine name is Coyote Thunderhawk. He is a shaman here in the state of Utah. So make sure to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the services they provide. In this episode of Conversations with a Shaman, I ask Coyote Thunderhawk about creating a silent mind. As Hawk explains, it is crucial for us to find time every day to exercise the method of taking deep breaths and connecting with the great divine. Enjoy. So, a silent mind. One thing I have and continue to work on is doing my best to keep a calm and present mind. I've heard you speak of the importance of having a peaceful mindset. Why is this important, and how does one go about achieving this state of silence in the mind?
Silent mind, why is it important? Because most of the noise we hear has no representation of a real frequency. Doesn't really exist. It's like some virtual sound, you know. It's like music in today's world. So most of it is very digital. They're not real sounds. They're manipulated. Silent mind. When I try to have a silent, so how do you go about getting one? Because when you try to have a silent mind, you've got a mind that's actively engaged in seeking something. And when you're actively seeking something, your mind is not silent. But we must start somewhere. Okay, so it's okay to go ahead and seek a place of silence in your head. It's okay to be like, okay, I'm going to repeat the mantra, the word love, 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 until I forget that I'm repeating it or something different happens. It indicates that maybe I'm into this place of getting still. This is really hitting home beautifully here because, yeah, a lot of sounds. I've learned to take the sounds of nature that I've experienced. And nature is everywhere anyway. I mean, we're living in nature. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're in the middle of New York City, okay? It is Mother Earth. It's just been conglomerated with a lot of buildings and people and things like that that create that unreal or that virtual or that non-eternal frequency, whatever that is, that isn't hitting home. So people aren't connected. You can't connect to unreal. So where do you get the real? Well, sometimes you got to get it inside by going and getting still. That kind of rhymed. You got to get real and get still. So we live in a busy world. A lot of people are on their phones. All these young people, you know, and not all of them, but, you know, many of them. That's just, I watch, I observe, I see, you know, out of the world. And so people using these devices and communication and things like that, these unreal frequencies and vibrations out there, all the unseen waves. And yet what we want the most is connection. And yet, you know, it was like to me today, I couldn't get in. This is funny. No internet connection. So, you know, but do I need an internet connection to have a real relationship? You know, do I need an internet connection to feel self-love? Do I need an internet connection to steal my mind? So we have a lot going on in there all the time. Busy, 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 okay? It's just, it's activity. So when I go to the wilderness, when I go deep out in the middle of nowhere, a place where I hopefully, and I say hopefully now as to the difference in today's time frame versus, you know, 30 years ago or more, when I used to be able to find places that still were mostly undisturbed by people. So I could hear only the sounds of my inside head thinking, And then I could hear the sounds of nature, like that little fly buzzing near, you know, or feel the sun beating on me, or, you know, experience what my environment is saying and how I'm perceiving that. So there's a lot that goes on in stilling. And stilling to what? A place of where, when we are in that pure environment, that wilderness environment, that we allow ourselves to remember we are that. We're of the same electromagnetic energy. So how do we do that in our houses? Well, you just have to image yourself into those locations that are true and essential. You can do it any way you want. I'm not here to give you some meditation technique in that way, you know, in this particular podcast. This is just really about saying, look, kind of got to start with that. So if you're wanting to still your mind, just breathe like that first. Okay, so when we breathe like that, we can, it has an effect on us where we are, we're working in a different environment in a sense. It's kind of like we've gotten rid of the external, now we're internal. So we keep breathing. So as I'm focusing on my breathing, my mind is stilling on its own, even as I'm pertaining myself to the podcast here and to some instructional level. I'm already stilling my thoughts. And then your thoughts can start to create the kind of imagery that seems to lend to a calmness and a stillness that is sustainable. So it's not that everything is still by having a still mind. I'm just engaged in myself. So I think everybody felt that with me, and that was real nice how the music lent that silence with it. So just create time every day to still yourself to some level where you remember that you feel good when you take a few deep breaths. And somewhat in that moment, you can reassure yourself that you're connected to something more divine and something so great and beautiful and beyond our normal everyday comprehensions that it can lend you a strength and a power to move forward right now in this very second into that midst that sometimes we are afraid to take a step into, knowing that you will place your foot on a sure foundation as you move forward in this new world, okay?
I would like to thank you for listening to Inside the Raven's Eye. And if you have a particular topic matter that you would like to hear, please send me a request at insidetheravenseye@gmail.com. Also, make sure to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the services they provide. You have been listening to Coyote Thunderhawk in Conversations with a Shaman. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell, and we will see you on the next Inside the Raven's Eye. Much love and God bless.